We're going to learn Daf Yud Amr Aleph of Maseches Tainus. We left off at Tan Rabbanan on the top of the page on Daf Yud Amr Aleph. So the Gemara is going to tell us four different ways that Eretz Yisrael is different than the rest of the world. So says Gemara Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Eretz Yisrael Nivres Tchila V'Kol Olam Kulo Nivra L'Besof. Eretz Yisrael is created first. Everything else is created after that. Shneimar Ad Lo Asa Eretz V'Chutzos. Because the pasuk says, "Ado asa eretz," and then v'chutzos, then chutz la eretz. Another thing about Eretz Yisrael, number two, Eretz Yisrael mishka mashka osa hakadosh baruch hu biatzmo v'kol olam kulo al yidei shaliach. Eretz Yisrael, Hashem gives water to directly from Himself, but all the other lands, Hashem only sends water through a shliach to make it rain in the other lands. Shneimar hanosei matar al pnei aretz v'shaliach mayim al pnei chutzos. Hashem is nosein rain to Eretz Yisrael, but he's shaleach rain to chutz la'aretz, to chutzos, to other places. A third difference between Eretz Yisrael and the rest of the world, Eretz Yisrael shosa megishamim v'kolon kolom itamtzis. Eretz Yisrael drinks the rain water, but the rest of the rest of the earth gets water only from the leftovers from the Eretz Yisrael rain. Shemar nosin matra pnei aretz. Again, fourth difference now, Eretz Yisrael shosa tchila. Eretz Yisrael drinks first v'kolon kolom lebesof, and everywhere else gets rain after Eretz Yisrael. Shemar nosin again, based on that same pasuk that Hashem gives rain to Eretz Yisrael, and then shaleich mayim al pnei chutzos, then He sends water through the chutz la'aretz. Mashal adam shemegabel esagvina, it's like a person who's involved in cheese making. Note to the ochel lemeniach esapsolas, that he first takes out the good part of the cheese, the curdled part of the cheese, and what you're left with is whey, is like a liquidy milk substance that's left behind. So that's like what's left for chutz la'aretz after Eretz Yisrael gets all the good stuff. So main point number one. Four great praises of Eretz Yisrael derived from Sukkim. Number A, that it was created first. B, that it's directly given by Hashem. C, that it's the primary water goes to Israel. And D, that it gets rain before everywhere else. Okay, now the Gemara continues to Machlokas Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua that we were discussing in the last shiur. Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shua disagreed as to where the rainwater comes from. Does it start in the ocean, then go up to the clouds and come down, or does it start somewhere up in Shemayim? So Amar Mar, Mematkinhein Ba'avim. Rabbi Eliezer had said that even though rain comes from the ocean, it's not salt water when it rains because it gets sweetened up by the clouds. So Minale, where does he get this from? The Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef is the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Ksiv Choshchas Mayim Ovei Shchakim, Uksiv Choshras Mayim Ovei Shchakim. So on the one hand it says Choshchas Mayim, on the other hand it says Choshras Mayim. So what do we do with those two words that are very similar, just with one change in the letter? Shekol Kaf Ushadia Reish. Take the Kaf from Choshchas and put it together with the Reish from Choshras. And therefore, Karibay, Chach Sharas. You should read it as Chach Sharas or Hach Sharas. The preparation, the making good, that the making of the water becomes good up in the clouds. For Rabbi Yeshua, Bahani Krai, my Darshbu, what is Rabbi Yeshua who holds that the water starts up in the sky? What is he darshan from these psukim? Ravdimi, Amar, Amri b'marava, he holds like Ravdimi said, when Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said that he reported that they say in Eretz Yisrael, Nor anani zi'irin mawi, that when the clouds are very weak and clear, it's a simin that there's going to be very little rain. Chashuch anani sagin mawi, but if there is very dark, strong clouds, then there's going to be a lot of rain. So that's what he does with those psukim, since Rabbi Yeshua holds that the rain anyway does not come from the ocean. Keman azahadetanya mayim elyonim b'maymar heim tuliyim. Who's the following brisa going like? When the brisa says that the waters from on high are dependent, are waiting to come down, and they're just waiting for the word of Hashem to come down, uperosehen megishamim, and the fruits of those waters are the rain waters. Shenema reprima secha tisba aretz. It's from the peros of what God made that the world gets sustained. So the sustenance of the rain comes to the world from the leftovers almost, or from like the extra byproduct of what God's real water is up in Shemayim. So who's the author of that brisa? Keman? Rabbi Yeshua. It's very obviously Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua is the one that says that that all the rainwater comes from Hashem's special place up in Shemayim of water, and not from the ocean. Rabbi Lazar would respond, Tahu b'maseh yadav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu d'chsiv. No, the pasuk is just describing that which God makes, which includes the ocean. It's not talking about some special water that Hashem keeps up in Shemayim. Amr Bishop and Levi, Kalalam Kulam Mitamtis Gan Eden Husho, Seshanem Avnor Yotzim Eden. The whole world gets water from the leftovers of Gan Eden. Tana Mitamtis Beskor Shoset Tarkav. That if you have a kli that's supposed to water, that's supposed to irrigate a field that's as large as a base car is 30 sa'a, so the leftover of that kli should be able to irrigate a field that is the size of a tirkav, which is a half of a sa'a. So Gemara brings a brisa about the size of the world in connection, comparison to Gan Eden. So Tanu Rabban, the brisa says as follows: Eretz Mitzrayim havia abrameos parsa al abrameos parsa v'uechem rishishim b'kush. Mitzrayim is 400 parcels by 400 parcels, but it's only 1/60th the size of Kush. The Kush echem rishishim ba'olam. Kush is 1/60th the size of the world. Va'olam echem rishishim began. The world is 1/60th the size of the Gan. The Gan echem rishishim la'eden. The Gan is 1/60th the size of Eden. The Eden echad mishishim legehenim. Eden is 1/60th the size of Gehenim. Nimtza kala ha'olam kulo kikisoy kedera legehenim. It's like the whole world is like a pot cover for Gehenim. That's how big Gehenim is. Need a lot of room, apparently, and a lot of people there. V'yesho amrim, Gehenim eim lashir. Some say Gehenim is, you can't even imagine, there's no shear, there's no size to it, it's so massive. V'yesho amrim she'eden eim lashir. But some say that Eden has no shear, that Eden is so great. Amrabi Yoshaya, Maidachsiv Shochant al Mayim Rabim Rabos Otsros. What does the Pasuk mean when it says Shochant al Mayim Rabim Rabos Otsros? It means as follows: Mi Garam Lebavel Shiotsosrem Leos Bar. Who caused Bavel's storage houses to be full of grain? Haviyomer Mesha Shochant al Mayim Rabim. It's because Bavel is located deep in a valley, so all the rain drips down, all the moisture drips down to Bavel. Amarav, Atira Bavel, the Chatz de Belomitra. Bavel is rich because they can harvest grain without it even raining in Bavel, because all the rain from other places, from higher places, drip down and drain down into Bavel. Amarabai Nikitinan, Tovani Veloyovshani. That we have a Mesorah that Bavel's land is moist all the time and it's never dry. So I guess main point number two, Bavel is blessed with moisture because of its low elevation. Now the Mishnah, in the middle of the page, goes on to discuss when we start saying Vesein Talu Matar. So we already had this discussion, so it's going to be a very brief Gemara between here and the next Mishnah. Bishlosha b'marcheshvan shol in esagashamim. On the third day of Marcheshvan, we start saying Vesein Talu Matar. Rabbi Gamliel Omer b'shiva bo. Rabbi Gamliel says on the seventh day of Marcheshvan, Chamisha asar yom achar achag, kedei sheyagia achron shebi Yisrael l'nahar pras. And the reason we do it on the seventh day is because we wait 15 days after Sukkot is over, so that the last Jew can get to Nahar Pras, which is far away from Eretz Yisrael, before it rains. We don't want it to be difficult for people who are olal regel. We don't want it to be too hard for them to get back from Eretz Yisrael, so we don't want it to rain until they get back. Amar Rabbi Elazar, halacha k'rem Gamliel, we pass another k'rem Gamliel that on the seventh day of Mar Cheshvan, we ask for rain. Tanya, Chananya Omer, Uvagola, Chananya says that in Bavel, we don't ask for rain ad shishim batkufa until the 60th day from Tkufas Tishrei, which is the 60th, I guess they call it the equinox, or the solstice, I don't know what they're called astronomically, these days where the seasons change. So 60th day of that season, Amr of Hunabarchia, Amr Shmuel, Halacha Kichananya. The halacha is like Chananya, that we ask for rain on the 60th day from the beginning of Tkufas Tishrei. So it says Gemara, Eini, is that really so? V'bo minei Shmuel, me'emas matkrinan. They once asked Shmuel when we should start saying V'sein talu matar, and Amr Lehu, Shmuel said, V'ki maili tzivi li beit tavus rishba, when they bring wood from the forest to beit tavus, which is a name of a person who was a bird hunter. So the answer is Gemara, yeah, but who says that's a different day. Dilma idi v'idi chach yuruhu. Maybe that's exactly the same day. So yibaylu yom shishim kelifnei shishim or kelachar shishim. What about the 60th day? Is it like the days prior to, or we don't yet say v'sein talu matar, or does the 60th day already count as the next day where we already do say v'sein talu matar? So Tashma, the Gemara says we already have a machlok samurayim about this. Rav amar yom shishim kala achar shishim. Rav says the 60th day is like the next day that we do say v'sein talu matar. Shmuel amar yom shishim kilifnei shishim. And Shmuel says the 60th day is like the previous day. Amar Nachmar Yitzchak v'simaneich. The way to remember who says what, that Rav is the one that says to say v'sein talu matar, Shmuel says not to on the 60th day, is Eloi bo maya, titoi lo bo maya. that the general rule is people who live in mountains and high places and elevations always need a lot of water because the rain doesn't stay there for very long. It rolls right down the mountain. But people who live in low elevations always never need a lot of water because all the water is flowing straight down from the mountains to the lower elevations. So that should be the siman. Rav, who is from Eretz Yisrael, which is a higher place, so he says on the 60th day, you already ask for rain because he always needed water. Shmuel lived in Bavel, a low place, didn't really need so much water, so didn't ask for rain. Amar Rav Papa Hilchsa Yom Shishim Kala Achar Shishim. Rav Papa says, we paskin that on the 60th day we're already asking the same Talamatar. So the main point over here is, even though, let me write it out here, even though there's a machlokas in the Mishnah, whether the same Talamatar starts on Gimel or Zayin Cheshvan, we start 60 days after the Tkufa, and it's Machlokas Amoraim whether we start day 60 or day 61. Good, new Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to go through the fast days for davening for rain if it hasn't rained yet. If it's already the 17th day of Mar Cheshvan and it still hasn't rained, so the individuals fast, they fast three fast days. On those fast days, they can eat as soon as it gets dark. And they're allowed to do work, and bathe, they're allowed to anoint their bodies with vanilla sandal and wear leather shoes, and engage in marital relations. But what if it's already Rosh Chodesh Kislev, it's almost Chanukah time already, and it still hasn't rained? Then Bezin goes in Sholosh Tanios ala Tzibur. Bezin will then be goes there three fast days on the entire Tzibur. Again, they could still eat at dark, and they're allowed to do all those things. The only thing that changed is that it's not only Yechidim that are fasting now, it's the whole Tzibur that's fasting now. So says Gemara, Man Yechidim, who are these Yechidim that we talked about initially that fast? Amar Rav Huna, Rabbanan. It means that the Talmidei Chachamim fast. Vamar Rav Huna, Yechidim, Mis'anin Shlosha Taniyos, these Yechidim fast three fast days, Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. It means that they fast on a Monday, the following Thursday, the following Monday. So Mike Mashmalin, of course, Tanina, what are you teaching us with that? Tanina, we already learned this in a Mishnah straight out that says, Ein goes from Tainus al Tzibur b'tchila b'chamishi, shelo lafki asa sha'arim. The first of a series of fast days should never be on a Thursday, should always be on a Monday, not on a Thursday, because if they would start to fast on a Thursday, since that's when people are buying large amounts of food, you go to a supermarket, you go to Brach's or Gourmet Glad or something like that, or Seasons on a Thursday, it's their busiest day, because people are trying to prepare for Shabbos meals. So if you were to make a fast day on a Thursday, that's also a very busy day in the supermarkets, because people are trying to buy a meal for after the fast day. So the demand would be so great that it's going to cause all the prices to go up if you were to make a fast, the first of a series of fast days on a Thursday. So they don't do that. Ella, Sholosh Tanios HaRishonos, Sheni Chamishi V'Sheni. So the three fast days are Sheni V'Chamishi V'Sheni. We do Monday, Thursday, Monday. So the Gemara says, so what's the Chiddush by telling me that we do Monday, Thursday, Monday? We already have a Farish in the Mishnah. So Gemara answers, no, Maldite Mahani Mili. I might have thought that when do we say we don't start on Thursday? That's only Tzibur. Aval Yachid, lo. But I would think that if it's only a few individuals, it's only Talmid Chum anyway, that are fasting, that I would think that would be okay to start on a Thursday. So that's why it has to tell me, no, even when it's only a few Talmid Chum, we don't start on a Thursday. Tanya Nami Yachu, you have a Brisa that says just like this, Kishi Ischilwe Yechidim Lasanos Misan Sheni V'chamish V'sheni Umafsikin Brashe Chadashim, that when individuals fast, they fast Monday, Thursday, Monday, and if Rosh Chodesh falls out on that Monday, or on that Thursday, or on that following Monday, after they started to fast, they don't fast on that day, because you don't fast on Rosh Chodesh, Ubiyam Tovim Aksuvim B'Megillas Tainis. Or really, if it was any of the special days that are listed in a book called Megillas Tainis, we would not fast on any of those days. So let's make a main point over here. here. The main point is, initially, only Talmidei Chachamim fast Bahab, but Malacha and other things are mutter. Later, all of Klal Yisrael fasts. Good. So again, the Mishnah just says that when it hasn't rained for a while, so we get the Talmidei Chacham fasting. If it still hasn't rained for a while after that, then we get everybody fasting. But on both of these sets of fast days, you're allowed to do malacha, you're allowed to put stuff on your skin, anoint your skin, you're allowed to wear leather shoes, tashma shamita, all of that is permissible. So Be'ezus Hashem, next time we'll pick up from Tanu Rabbanan on the very top line of Daf, Yud Amud Beis.